Interest in the Reformation appeared early in the Low Countries. The first Protestant martyrs, monks who adopted the views of Martin Luther, died there in the early 1520s. By the later 1520s, Anabaptism attracted a much larger following there than Lutheranism. These Anabaptists in the Netherlands were quite diverse in their convictions, ranging from pacifist Mennonites to the violent and revolutionary followers of John of Leiden. All of the Anabaptists were severely persecuted by the civil government. Still later, in the 1540s, Calvinist preachers from Geneva and France began to enter the Low Countries from the south. Calvinism spread as a popular movement first in the French-speaking south and then more slowly in the Dutch-speaking north. The government strongly opposed this advance with vigorous persecution. The Reformed churches, however, grew steadily, even while suffering under the cross as the persecuted. These churches were like other Reformed churches throughout Europe in doctrine and worship. They organized themselves much like the Reformed churches of France. Local congregations were governed by ministers, elders, and deacons. The local churches assembled in regional meetings called classes. Delegates from each classis formed provincial synods, or in the case of the province of Holland with its large population, the particular synods of North Holland and South Holland. These regional synods at times met together as national synods. The character of this church was from the beginning staunchly Calvinistic. Some ministers dissented, but they encountered strong disciplinary reaction from the church. The church adopted as its confessional standard the Belgic Confession, 1561, written by the preacher Guido de Bray, and modeled after the French Confession, 1559, written largely by John Calvin. Beyond the material in the French Confession, de Bray expanded especially on the doctrine of the Church and sought to distinguish clearly the Reformed teaching from both the Roman Catholic and the Anabaptist teaching. De Bray, in his rejections of Anabaptism, had the violent side of the movement particularly in mind, making the Belgic Confession the only major Reformation confession sealed with the blood of its author. The other doctrinal standard adopted by the churches was the Heidelberg Catechism, 1563. Originally prepared for the Reformed churches of the Palatinate, an important part of the Holy Roman Empire. This catechism became a key teaching tool for spreading a thorough knowledge of the Reformed doctrines. The church required subscription to these standards by all ministers, elders, and deacons. The growth of the Reformed churches in the Low Countries took place at the same time that the state there was undergoing fundamental changes. The Low Countries had been composed of 17 provinces that had passed to the sovereignty of the Holy Roman Emperor, Charles V. When he abdicated in 1555, the Low Countries passed to his son, who had become King Philip II of Spain. By 1568, a revolt against Philip had begun, sparked by his insensitivity to historic liberties in the Low Countries and by his severe persecution of the Anabaptists and Calvinists. This revolt in the Netherlands became known as the 80 Years' War, since it was not finally settled until 1648, when the 30 Years' War in Germany also ended. After decades of war in the Low Countries, the conflict reached a stalemate that in effect divided the land into two parts. The southern part of about 10 provinces remained under Spanish control and Roman Catholic in faith, and it ultimately became the country of Belgium. The northern part of about 7 provinces organized itself on the basis of the Union of Utrecht, 1579, into what became known as the United Provinces. These northern provinces, basically comprising what is today the Netherlands, were dominated by Protestants, although the Reformed Church did not become the majority religion there until the later 17th century.